System effectiveness is for complex collections of complex elements. So a vehicle might be one of those, but it's often for example, say a battleship, for example, or an aircraft carrier, really complex, large systems. But it can vary from my vehicle out of my driveway, which is a complex system, to a computer system or to an aircraft carrier, anywhere in between. The basic idea, though, is that the system is being designed with a set of functions that it's supposed to be able to accomplish. So my car is designed to safely transport me and my family from home to, say, school. And it has a number of different ways it can do that, and it has maintenance and repair functions and so on. But the basic idea is that it can provide those functions and has a probability of actually accomplishing those things, and that it actually accomplishes it. It's capable of actually carrying, say, my family, a certain number of people from point A to point B. But then how often is it ready to do that? How often is it in the repair shop, for example, or doesn't start? It fails in its reliability. And so let's take a look at a couple of different ways to consider systems and then whether systems are effectively accomplishing their mission or not. So a system has a variety of different definitions, but the one we're going to use is that it's a collection of parts and component subsystems that collectively allow us to solve a problem or provide a function. So my car has a propulsion system, communication systems, the ability to steer and navigate the vehicle. It has cabin comfort type features and functions. But if the air conditioner fails, and at this point in time when I'm recording this, it's in the winter, it's not quite as important as the heating elements of the car. But I could have one or more of the elements of the vehicle fail, but its primary function of basic transport is still accomplishable. And so a system has a set of oftentimes primary functions and then tertiary functions that allow us to define whether it's working as expected or not. Another type of system is a military aircraft. It has to fly a mission for some expected amount of time and to deliver a certain payload or equipment or supplies from point A to point B. Or it may be a surveillance aircraft and have to carry a surveillance package of equipment, power that equipment and collect its information, but also be able to fly over an extended period of time and distance and so on. So systems can have many different forms and structures, but they're usually a collection of other parts that then collectively perform some function or accomplish some kind of mission. Now, is that system effective? And it's a way for us to measure the probability of actually accomplishing what we want it to do. And so one way to do this is it's a product of the system's availability. How often is it ready to go? Say my car is how often out of the year is it ready to drive to school, for example, that it actually starts and or it's not in the shop. Then it's also dependability, which is very similar to reliability, and is that it once it starts the mission, that it actually can finish the mission, so that availability is it's ready to start, and then dependability is it's operates for the duration of the mission. And then capability, now that's a different one, different than what we've talked about in previous parts of this course. Capability is different than process capability from the statistics section. Here it is it designed appropriately to carry out the mission? So if my goal for the morning is to take two children to school in town, there's a couple aspects of that. One, it has to have the capacity to carry the three people. In my car, I think, can carry five. And I think there's even a seat in the back. It's a pop-up seat that I can convert the sport utility vehicle, the back section, into two more seats. But the so it has the capability to carry the three people, three of us down the hill. It's street legal. It's able to operate on roads here in California. It has a license, and it's safe. And so it's capable of actually moving from my home to school and back, actually. And it also has the capability for the distance. The school is only a few miles away, and it could probably do that many times before I need to refuel it, actually perform any kind of maintenance on the vehicle. So those are all design characteristics that gives us the range, the capacity for cargo capacity, for example, and all those kinds of aspects. Talk about its capability. So some equipment might be perfectly fine, but if my mission is to drive cross country with 100 people, it's not really the right vehicle for to accomplish that mission. So in many cases, we're define each of these things, availability, dependability, and capability, as a percentage. And so it's a product of those three, then gives us a value for that particular system's effectiveness for a particular mission. And it's one way of thinking through system effectiveness. Now, Dodson, and I think there's a, I think I've got the reference here someplace, defined it just slightly different. And he uses reliability, which is very much like that dependability that in the previous one, operational readiness. And that's really defined as, is it ready to go when we get started? Very much like availability. And then design adequacy, very much like capability in the previous one. So they have, and I've seen, I think all together, six or seven different ways to define a system effectiveness. But they're usually some mix of availability, reliability, and capability. And so the previous one is probably the most frequently used one, although there are others. So depending on your references, they might be called different terms, but they're all very, very similar. Is if we have a system that's ready to go and it can last through the duration of the mission, what's its the last element is its chance of actually accomplishing the mission, and the product of those three is our effectiveness. So it's a pretty basic concept, but it does get worded a number of different ways. So think through those two different systems and how you would define those various terms. And in your own references, you may well find other definitions. So see how they're all very similar and what are the nuances of their differences, so that when you're facing a question like this, you can quickly identify it and identify what the appropriate way to, or the most likely correct way to answer the question. In the next section, we're still in planning. We'll take a look at a quick way to look at the slew of different definitions for how we break up time when we're starting to talk about maintainable systems or availability.